So now let's move on, because I'm looking forward very much to our next discussion, because there is a lovely plan in the town of Listowel to erect a monument to somebody who is widely regarded in North Kerry as one of the town's best ever community men, and that is the late Michael Dowling. And to tell us about it, I'm delighted to say we're joined on the line by Michael's daughter Imelda, and also by none other than Jimmy Deanahan, who is spearheading this. Good afternoon to you both.
Good afternoon, Deirdre.
Imelda, before we come on to talking about your dad, I don't know if you were listening to the show earlier, were you?
No, I'm just taking a lunch break from work, Deirdre, and I'm just sneaking this in.
You're sneaking this in. Well, before we start talking about your dad, I'm going to play something for you, and I know that you'll know the significance of this.
If I were a rich man. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to wear...
Well, Imelda, I just thought to myself, it's so ironic that I should be talking to you today, because the death took place of Topol. Did you know that?
I did. I read that. And actually, what's even more ironic is that a friend that both of us know sent me a picture of that very production last week, and I sent her a text, a girl who went to school with us, Deirdre, and I sent her back a text this morning. I said, I think you jinxed him, because I haven't spoken to that girl for a long time. She sent me a picture of that production, the wonderful Fiddler on the Roof by Tony Behan and Sister Consolata, and of course all the Presentation Convent girls. It was absolutely
back
beautiful.
Back in the day.
Really.
And in case the listeners are wondering what on earth are you on about, just to let you know that Imelda played that very role in Fiddler on the Roof, played by the late Topol, who died earlier today, in a school production very many years ago, which I was in myself as well, but I had a far smaller role. Anyway, Imelda, lovely to talk to you and to go down memory lane. You must be delighted that this this great effort is being made to remember your lovely dad.
We are absolutely thrilled. As a family, we're absolutely thrilled. And we must say, you know, Jimmy Deanahan has done so much. Of course, he was a great friend of Dad's. Dad was a great friend of Jimmy's. And it's so lovely. He died in 2011. He's a great life.
No, I think we've lost her. Oh, you're back again. Yes, okay.
Dad used to say, we'll all die and we'll all be done without. And he had a very easy way of thinking about life and death. And, you know, he was right. We will all be done without. But I suppose what's lovely is that we do remember people that made such a significant contribution and that really, you know, enhanced the lives of people for no personal profit, just for the benefit of seeing those people's lives enhanced. And that's what he was about. He loved community. He loved Listowel. He loved Doris Burra. He loved Kiosis Kiltorian, the Community Centre St. John's, the Cultural and Literary Centre, and the many, many organisations, from the Pioneers to Parkinson's, everything that he was involved in. He just loved making a difference. And it would be really fitting tribute to have that music seat monument there, just for people to remember him.
Yeah, absolutely. Jimmy, I'll bring you in at this stage. And of course, as Imelda said, you were a great friend of Michael Dowling's. But for people listening who mightn't have known him, could you give an overview of what he was involved in Listowel?
Yeah, and it would nearly take all your programme. But, for example, he was chairperson of Listowel Dole Cultus Cultori Éireann for over 40 years, would you believe that? And the branch during his chairmanship hosted 14 All-Ireland Flannan Ciúil between 1970 and 2002. And he'd always recognised, of course, that he wasn't on his own, that he was a great leader of people, and that many more people were involved as well. But when the cultus was coming to Listowel, Mike would be up there putting up the stages and all the rest, and Sunday evening he'd be out there taking them down. Then he was chairperson of Listowel Community Centre for a number of years and steering it through a very difficult period in the 1990s. And more importantly, and maybe some of the people are listening today now in Áras Mhéara, I'm sure they are, back in 1970 with Mary Keane, see, who was, John B. Keane was married to Mary Keane. He served as chairperson of Áras an Bhéire. He founded it in 1970 with Mary, and he was chairperson for 41 years, would you believe? And also, he was the principal organiser of the Harvest Festival in the Stole, again, for over 40 years. And people miss him so much from the St. Patrick's Day parade, because he was St. Patrick for 30 years. And actually, and at the event the next day, actually, Mac Mooney wrote a beautiful poem about the time that Michael was there in the car. He died afterwards, but there's a lovely poem that we're going to have recited on the stage. Actually, Melda will be reciting it the next night, just to wrap it up. So, also, look, when I reached out to people about the Literary Centre in Listowel, I thought that, well, Listowel being a big literary town, we should have some centre that people could go and get the history of the writer. So I reached out to all the organisations. It was totally inclusive. And Colt has nominated Michael, or maybe Michael nominated himself. But I must say that he was a great support. And what's more, Colt has contributed 25,000, probably the biggest contribution apart from Kerry Group, to the centre in Listowel. And last Saturday, I was in the centre, and there were four rooms doing different classes of music. And Michael would just love to have been there.
He'd have been thrilled.
He would have been thrilled.
So, Jimmy, describe what is being unveiled at Easter in honour of Michael Dowling.
Well, it's a special piece of limestone with a musical theme, again sculptured by Darren Enright, who has already sculptured pieces in Listowel to mark Listowel winning the National Tidy Towns Competition and the Small Towns Competition. And he's a very well-recognised sculptor. He's up there with the great Pat McAuliffe at the Passing and so on, who's a stucco worker. So it's great to see a local individual doing it. So it will be a seat, a limestone seat, on a musical theme where young people in the future can sit down and play music, and they'll see that it's dedicated to Michael Dowling. There are musical instruments on it, sculptured on it. It'll be quite unique. I hope it'll be award-winning, and certainly for the Tidy Towns people, Mary O'Hanlon and all her friends and great people there in the Tidy Towns, it'll definitely get them a few marks in next year's Tidy Towns. So it's a beautiful piece. And so we had a concert in October 2019, and of course then COVID came, and all of this funding for the piece of sculpture is coming from the local community, from that concert and the concert we're having now next Saturday night, and also the Harvest Festival made a contribution, and so did Laura Samarakou at national level.
And Jimmy, before we run out of time, the concert next Saturday night is towards the funding for that seat, that lovely
Absolutely.
Seat to remember Michael. Where is it on, and what's the lineup?
Absolutely, and thank you very much. It's on in the Tin Tarn in Ballybunion, and we have a really fascinating lineup. And all of these people volunteered to do it. Some of them couldn't do the last concert, so they said if there was ever a concert again, that they would do it. And all of these people got on to me personally saying, look, we'd love to do it. So Brian Murphy, really an emerging talent from Causeway, Farden Causeway, Danny O'Mahony, the great accordion player, Francis Kennedy, which John B. Keane thought could go to any part of the world and be successful, Lorraine Nash, an emerging star, Katie Gallivan, an emerging star, then Jonathan Keller and Jimmy Hickey are doing a special history to North Kerry dance, and that's something they did in Dublin already, and it was really positively acclaimed. Then Cadden Trinch, of course, who performed recently in the commemoration of the Civil War in North Kerry and was excellent. John Kinsella, who's a great songwriter, and who's Elaine Kinsella's father, actually. And James Duggandin and Sean Murphy, who are two, again, award-winning accordion players. So
that's all happening at the Tin Tarn on what days, Jimmy?
On next Saturday at 11th of March, starting at 8 o'clock. And you can get tickets, you can get them online, tintarn.ie, but also you can buy them at the door going in. And look, anyone that can come, please come to support Michael. The sculpture will be unveiled in on Easter Monday at 2 o'clock by Laura Samaraku, who's coming down specially to unveil it.
Fantastic. Imelda, just to come to you finally, what's the reaction of yourself and your siblings and your family generally to this lovely piece of sculpture being dedicated to your dad in the town that he really loved?
Oh, we're very excited and we're absolutely delighted. And, you know, I know he would be thrilled. He was quite modest. He wasn't looking really for anybody to kind of say well done to him. He got great pleasure in seeing work done and a job done. But I just think it's really lovely that that will be unveiled. And James Duggan, that he spoke about there, James wrote Michael Dowling's reel as well. Matt Mooney has written The Last Parade, which is about my dad's last St. Patrick's Day. So all those little pieces, they're just little fragments of thanks and recognition that are left. The seat, the reel, the poetry, and all the well wishes from people that knew and loved him. And that's a great tribute. We're really touched by it.
Yeah, beautifully put, Imelda. Listen, great to talk to you on the programme, and thanks as well to Jimmy Deanahan. I know there'll be a great turnout at that concert, which is helping to fund that special piece of sculpture to the late Michael Dowling in Listowel town. Thanks a million to Jimmy Deanahan and Imelda Dowling for joining us this afternoon. We'll take a break, folks. We're going to be talking a little bit about hearing loss up next.